Yeshua's Kal Shari Tvila. The man tonight, say the mismatch, welcomes everyone to tonight's shir. Tonight's shir is sponsored by Zechanishmas, Harachover Moshe Mordechai Ben Tzvi, Chaim Ben David, Machal Pesel Bas Yisachar, and Nissen Ben Shmuel. By now, most of you hopefully know about the Monday night Seder Beis Medrash. We have many, many, many different programs to offer. The Yom Tov HaPesach is coming up. Tzias Mitzrayim, the point of us leaving Mitzrayim was to get the Torah, Kabbalah's HaTorah. It's a perfect opportunity for those of you that could find a few extra minutes. There are cards around with all different types of programs that we offer. If you could squeeze out a few more minutes of Limud HaTorah, that could be wonderful. Tonight we have the tremendous chus to have with us the Gaivin, the Darki Teva, Rav Asher Weishita, to give us Divrei Torah on the upcoming Yom Tov. Rav Asher Weiss.
So I'm leaving Muncie tonight after a very condensed weekend and a Shabbos Egohev and a Shabbos Baruch Hashem. And is there any nicer way to say goodbye than a Nifta Mechaver or Yal Yepoto Emen or Yal Metoich Dvar Aloha? So it's a schus for me to be here tonight. I heard much about this Bes Medrash and the beautiful programs, the Seder every night, in which many people come together, Lasek B'Divrei Torah, and every Sunday, the Choshe Mishpat Shiurim, and I really think this is a cause that is a schus for the entire community. We are in the midst of the Shloshim Yom, and it is only natural that tonight we be Isaac in a mitzvah that has a Shaykhus with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Pesach, we have many mitzvahs. Matzah, Maror, Dalat Koisis, Yisrachilas Chometz, many more. But I think the Neshama of Leila Seder is to be Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the essence, that's the spirit, that's the Neshama of Leila Seder, and that's the sugya we will be dealing with in the coming hour. Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah we are to be mekayim once a year, but every day we have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Boiker Ve'erev. Posek Echadoim Alamantis Kereshem Seishchum Yetz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. So even though we quote this Mishnah in the Haggadah B'Leil HaSeder, this posek refers to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every day of the year. Zohar Sayyim Azeh Sheyetzosom Mitzrayim. That is the source. That's the mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder. And many Achroinim deal with the question, Ma Bein Zeh L'Zeh? What is the difference between Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is incumbent upon us every day? Boiker Ve'erev. So Bashkuf Rishoyin, everybody would respond, I mean, it's so simple. Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is Bein Eleh Ben Asmai, Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. He has to talk to his son. But that is not the right tshuva, because even if he doesn't have a son, Shoyel es Atzmoy, a person is Mekayim the Mitzvah Beir Eleh Ben Atzmoy, it is only Lechatchila that he has to tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim Libnoi. So, once again, what is the basic difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim B'chol Yoyim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Leil HaSeder? It is very well known in the name of the Briskerov, of Rab Chaim Briskerov, and it is brought in many sorum, Talmideyem, the Talmide Talmideyem. Probably first and more foremost of Ayah Pumaramchik, Rabbi Pumaramchik and Eima Brocha, and the Choshev Talmidim from Briskerov. I don't know whether everybody knows who Rabbi Pumaramchik was. A Gvaldig Alamden, a Ilui, he was one of the Choshev Yungalite, Talmidim of the Briskerov, and he passed away when he was 30 years old. A Yinge Manchik, and Baruch Hashem, he left Oitzes of Torah. Tremendous loss for Olam HaTorah when Rabbi Pomeranchik passed away suddenly at such a ripe young age. Hashem Yerachim. But anyway, Rabbi Pomeranchik brings in the nomen fin Brisker Rav and the nomen fin Rav Chaim Brisker that there are three basic differences between Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'hoyu moine v'hoyleich. Balayla said that Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have the halacha. Rabban Gamli Aloyna, Tzokhan Kuf Tezvav, Kol Shalayim Shloish Adbor Amelo, Lo Yotzi Yadecha Voisa, Pesach Matzev Amora Sh'onu Oichlim, Al Shuma. It is only in the context of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, but I will say that we have to explain Pesach Matzev Amora Sh'onu Oichlim Al Shuma. Number two, only Balayla said that Sorachli is Derech Shalav Etshuva. Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim demands no questions and answers. And the third Nafkemen is Matzev Bignus U'Mesayim B'Shvach. And because their shtickel Torah shteknishin Reb Chaim al Rambam in Oichlishin Briskerov al Rambam, so I take the liberty of questioning what Reb Chaim's kavona was. Kirani is daiti, the tshuva is not relevant. All three halachas, matchel begnus v'mesayim b'shvach derech shalav tshuva kol shalom shloishet vorom elo, are midrabbanan and not min haTorah. And none of the three is ma'akiv b'diyeved. So adayin hakushiyu b'mkoyim mo'imedas. Kvar kosev aram psochem kuf tezvav, when Rabban Gamliel says, kol shel yom shloishet dvorom eilu lo yotzi dechevosoi, the kavona is not that he wasn't yotze. He wasn't yotze mitzvah min amufchar, but he definitely was yotzi yed dechevosoi. Some are throwing him tiny that twice was a scholak of the ran, and I'm not sure, but let it be. So according to the Rana, Dayan Nakushiv and Koimoimedas, to me it's a pshitis matchel begnusu mesayim b'shvachas ma'akev. All these three halachos are only lechatchela. And therefore my interpretation of Reb Chaim Brisker is this. Lo yolo al da'atoi levayer with these three chalukim ma bein zechira lesipur. Reb Chaim's kavanah was just to define what is Ikar Mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim Kefi Shetiknu Anshei Knesses HaGedoyla? What is the definition of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Many times I was asked, and I wrote about this at great length. In many different circumstances, this Shaila comes up. A doctor, a surgeon, and his Mishmeret in the hospital is Balayla Seder, and he knows in advance he has a few operations to do, and he's going to have 10 minutes to dedicate to say the Leil Pesach. So what are the most important components? Kezayis Rishon or Afi Koyman? If he can't have Dalet Koyses, which of the four Koyses are more important? Dalet Koyses or Moror? What has precedence? Both are Midrabonon. Moror is Ikroi Min HaTorah. Dalet Koyses is not Ikroi Min HaTorah. But on the other hand, Dalet Koyses is Presumenissa. Moror is not Presumenissa. What section of the Agoda is most important if a person only has a few minutes? And I was asked these shyness by surgeons, by nurses working in hospitals, and by soldiers in active duty. A soldier has to go to an ambush, and he knows that he has 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. What is he supposed to do with those minutes? So Reb Chaim came to define what is the Ikar Mitzvah HaAgoda. The Haggadah of Pesach is quite lengthy. It's as big as a Siddur. And if you have a lot of Perushim, it's as big as a Gemara and Vilna Shas. But what are the most important sections, the most important prokim? What is Ma'akev? And Reb Chaim b'Chochmosei HaGdoyle defined, these are the three most important ingredients of Haggadah of Pesach. Matzvel b'dinis u'mesayim b'shvach, Manashtanu derech shalav etshuva, and kol shalo yom eshloishu dvorim elu. But Reb Chaim's kavona was not at all to explain ma be mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim shalayla seidu la mitzvah Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is noyeg b'chol yoim erev u'boker. So at least I agree with Reb Chaim on one point. There are three nafka minutes between Sipur and Zechira. Not those three others. According to my opinion, yes. There are three dinim, three nafka minutes, which differentiate between the mitzvah of Sipur b'Leila Seder and the mitzvah Zechira, which is noyeg b'kol lashon u'kulo. What are the three? If I could have a Rambam's manim, it'll be very helpful. It's not ma'akiv, it's not min haTorah, but it will be helpful. So kosev Rambam, Perek Zayin, Melechus Chometz Matzah Aluch Alav, Mitzvah Zasei Shol Torah Lesapir Benefnisim Benefloi Shenasu Labuseinu B'Mitzrayim. Everybody understands what is the difference between Zechira and Sipur. Meteva ha-sipur, sipur demands detail. So I look around at the crowd, some of you are Yungalites, some of you are Bochum, some of you are my age, maybe. Seem to be the oldest man in this Bais Medrash right now. So, we all either have little children, or we've been little children not long ago. And my late shlofen akind, and the child says, Tzal men ha-maisa, you don't tell me a story. So the father says, we were in America. So the child says, tell me a story. I mean, that's not a story. Yes, 50 years ago we were in America and it was very difficult. And then we got into the car, we went to the airport, when we got on the plane, and the plane was shaking in Dawson. Sipur demands detail. Schira is mentioning. There's Alochem Sochem Kuf Yud Zayin. Zorach Lahaski Yitzhiyas Messiah Bekiddush Hayom. How are we Mekayim this Alocha? Zorach Lahaski Yitzhiyas Messiah Bekiddush Hayom. Three words. Tchilolom Akor Kodesh. Zeichel Yitzhiyas Messiah. Driver. There were three words with Mekayim the Mitzvah Schiras Yitzhiyas Messiah. Every day, with what passage are we Mekayim Schiras Yitzhiyas Messiah? Ani Hashem Alakecha Masher Yitzhiyas Messiah Yitzhiyas Messiah Li Yishlachem Lorakim. That is the mitzvah of Tzchiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur demands detail. And therefore, I go to Shal Pesach. There are many plotim. But there is an additional nekuda. I quoted the number before, the first halacha perek zayim, Melchus Chometz Amatza. Mitzvah sasei shal Torah l'saper benisim v'nefloi shenasu lav oiseinu. We must emphasize that Yetzias Mitzrayim was a miraculous event. Nisim v'niflois. A little child learns in a reform school, in a conservative school, and he comes home and his father asks him, so what did they say about Yetzias Mitzrayim? And the boy tells the story. There was a terrible dictator in Egypt. A brutal dictator, and his name was Paroi, and all the Jews were slaves. And then an unbelievable charismatic leader stood up from amongst the Jews. His name was Moshe Rabbeinu, and he had tremendous kochos, and he united the Am, and he gave them pride and courage, and he led a rebellion against the Egyptians, and they left Eretz Mitzrayim b'kuyim mius. I mean, every word he said is emes. I mean, Paroi, no question about it, was a brutal dictator. Moshe was an unbelievable leader, but everything he said is eretz. Bittul mitzvah to say, and they weren't mekayim any mitzvah. Because the Rambam machter say a klal. The Rambam makes it very clear. Mitzvah to say shal Torah, l'saper benisim v'nefloyis. Pesach is the yesod of emunas Yisrael. And the entire point is, l'man t'saper bozne v'incho v'en v'incho s'asher salalti b'mitzrayim, v'esoy soy say asher samti b'am. We all remember the Ramban. The Ramban at the end of Parshas Boy. And therefore one is not mekayim the mitzvah of Sipias Yis Messiah, only if we emphasize Nisim v'Niflois. In Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't mention Nisim v'Neflois. We don't mention Anoich Hashem Hakecha Asher Hotzeis from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, it is not required. It is not demanded. We don't have to emphasize Nisim v'Neflois, but that is the Iker Mitzvah of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisim v'Neflois. That has to be the emphasis, and that is the essence, the Neshama of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that is the first chilek between Sipur and Zechira. Sipur demands detail. Which details? Anything. B'tanai, on the condition that Nisim v'Neflois. Seres Amakas, Kriyas Yamsef, Nisim v'Neflois, Shenas Olav Aseinu B'Mitzrayim. The second chilek is Sipias Yis Mitzrayim. We have to emphasize this is the day. This is the name. B'yayim azoy yitzonu mi-Mitzrayim. By Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, every day, all we have to say, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitzionu mi-Eretz Mitzrayim. Nothing more than that. Abol b'leil ha-seder, the dogish has to be, b'leilo hazeh. How do I know this? Kosa the Rambam, Perek Beis. Not Perek Beis, but Halocha Beis. Perek Zayin, Halocha Beis. Im hoyu haben koton o tipesh. And he can't concentrate. We can't tell him a very lengthy story. He won't concentrate and listen to the entire Agada. Hoyu haben koton o tipesh, oyim aloi. Bini, kulonu huyinu avodim kamo yishif chazu kamo yevet zeh b'mitzrayim. ובלילה הזה פודו יצאנו לקדוש ברוך הוא ויוצאנו לחרס. The dogish is, בלילה הזה פודו יצאנו לקדוש ברוך הוא ויוצאנו לחרס. And that dogish is part of the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Part of the story is, an essential part, בלילה הזה פודו יצאנו. So 10 years ago, הקדוש הפסח מנחס אושר was first printed. And I wrote there that Klois Apela in our Agadah Shel Pesach, which is a very lengthy sefer, not once is it mudgash b'layla hazeh. The Rambam says, even if we can't say more than one sentence, this has to be in that one sentence, b'layla hazeh podo yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Till it dawned upon me, it's so obvious, how come I didn't see it in the first place? Haben Shoyel, Ma Nishtano HaLaylo HaZeh Mekol HaLaylois. And to that Shaila, we respond, Avodah Meinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoitzion HaLecher. So isn't it obvious? Isn't it self-evident that our Kavona is BaLaylo HaZeh? Otherwise, Haben Yachzor V'Yishal, Tato, Ma Nishtano HaLaylo HaZeh. Why tonight? Why is this night different than any other night of a Gansior? So it is obvious, if his question is Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh, our response refers to his question, Balayla Hazeh, Yitzion HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shitas Rambam Bechlal is that the father has to go over the questions once again. And the father also says Manishtano Halaylo Hazeh. But even if we would not accept this shit of the Rambam, but it is obvious, that is the Shalas Aben, and that is our Tshuva. So this is one of the basic components of Sipui Yetzias Mitzrayim. The dogish, b'layla hazeh. This is the night. Kosav HaRambam, and many Achroinim grapple with this Rambam. And it is interesting because the Rambam states in Perek Zayin Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, and the Rambam writes the same in Sefer Mitzvahs. Mitzvah Kuf Nun Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei, that is the mitzvah of Sipui Yetzias Mitzrayim. And we go back to the first halacha in Rambam. Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah L'Sapeh B'Nisim V'Nefuah She'Nasu L'Avosenu B'Mitzrayim B'Leil Chameshosa B'Nisim She'Nemar Zochr Es Yom Aseh Asher Yetzosa M'Mitzrayim K'moy She'Nemar Zochr Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei Pilei Plus. What does the Rambam mean? K'moy She'Nemar Zochr Es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshei Haloi Dovahu. The Rambam writes the same in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah, Perek Zayin Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah. And why not Kamosha Nema Zochres Hashos Olecho Amolek? I mean, there are Sheish Zechiras. So what is the dimyan? What is the similarity? What does the Rambam mean when he says Zochres Yom Ezeh Sheitzos Ubevitzayim Kamosha Nema Zochres Yom Ezeh Sheitzos Rav Meyasim Chazuch No Sameach, that the Kavon of the Rambam is to be Meramez, just like by Kiddush, we have to say Kiddush Ala Kois. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be ala kois. V'tameyani. The Rambam isn't dealing with details. The Rambam is dealing with the mitzvah di uraisef in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kama rachoykim adborim. So pasnish v'abor sameach. He's always so glad. How could he say such a pshat? That is what the Rambam means. Kiddush ala kois. Agod ala kois. I mean, it's a dover poshet. Agoda has to be ala kois. You know. Yeseru mezikos v'atoises. V'sukala matches v'madalav. Toises says, Mistomer loy tiknu dalet koises elo kedeloimer halal vahagoda la kois. Toises maintains in Sukkah Lamedches Amud Aleph that the ganzer din of dalet koises is because we have four brochas, and each of these four brochas, halal, hagoda, berachas hamazon, and kiddush, each of the four brochas has a kosher brocha, but that definitely isn't the kavon of the Rambam. Vukum tesarayin and sefer mitzvah. Sefer mitzvah doesn't deal with alakois. The Rambam and sefer mitzvah doesn't deal with the rabbonans. Only with the basic hador of the mitzvah diuraisa. To me, it is very clear. Of all the Shei Sechiras, there are only two in which the Dogesh is Al Hayoin, the specific day. Sechiras Ma'aseh Amalek, Sechiras Ma'aseh Miriam, Ma'amed Har Sinai. Doesn't have to do with a given day. But Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakashoy is Shabbos, Shabbos Hayoin. This is the day. And that is the Kohen of the Rambam. Zochas Hayoin Azer Sheyatzosa Memitzrayim. This mitzvah we have to be Mekayim. Biyoimoy, Bismanoy, and the Dogesh has to be. This is the day. Not long ago, I saw a sefer with Naya Torah from Reb Chaim Brisker. Sifsois of Dovavos Bekever. Matsum Gedoyim Azoicha, that Sifsosayim Dovavos is not only Bekever, but Bebeis HaMedesh at 100 years after Shaul Basara Shemaimo keeps on giving new Chidushim. So every day we have Nushtek Lech Torah of Reb Chaim Brisker. And I say, why not Zochon Yodam Shaloi Beforam? Aval Ein Chavan Vodam Shaloi Beforam. So Narish Gaiten Daf Minishuk Nandanomen for Reb Chaim Brisker, you could keep it for yourself. You know, it depends what you have. So Bechazen Ashtek Lech Torah Nandanomen for Reb Chaim Brisker, the word I just said, that by Yitzipiyas Yismasayim you have to emphasize Balailo Azeh in Reb Chaim Kizuksa Befer Sharambam. Befer Sharambam, that really I was very curious. I wasn't aware that it's a Rambam. So, which Rambam? Mitzvah Sasechel Torah Rasapa Benissim Venefloh Shanasala Vaseyla Bemizayim Belel Chamishosa Benissim. So, we have to tell about the Nissim Shanasala Belel Chamishosa Benissim. I didn't see anywhere that we have to read this entire Halacha Benishim Achas. If you don't read it Benishima Achas, then the Kavan of the Rambam is very simple. Mitzvah Sasechel Torah Lasapa Benissim Vavol Shanasal Avaseinu Bemitzrayim. And when is this Mitzvah Asay? Balel Chamishosa Benissim. Balel Chamishosa Benissim, we have to speak and tell the story of the Nissim Vavol Shanasal. Doesn't have to be Shanasu Balel Chamishosa Benissim. That's not the Kavon of the Rambam. The Kavon of the Rambam is Mitzvah Sasei, the Sapa Benissim for Shanasu of Zen Bemizayim. And when is this Mitzvah Sasei? When do we have to be Mekayim this Mitzvah Sasei? Balel Chamishosa Benissim. So, definitely isn't a Rambam, but it's not Halacha Aleph, but it is in Halacha Beis. Balaila Hazeh, Podo Oisonu HaKodesh Bohu, Viyotzienu Lachedus. So this is the second nafka minute between Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim Beleila Seder and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim which is Noyeg Bekol Yoyim Boiker Ve'erev. The dritte nafka minute is not what we have to tell, but how. There's an interesting machloikis between the Prima Godem and Reb Shlomo Kluger. Simen Tov Ayin Daled Shteitin Prima Godem. According to Ravina, Ravina in Brochus Daf Chof, Shittas Ravina, Hirur Kedibur Bekol HaTorah Kula. The Prima Godim says that by Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, we also say Hirur Kedibur. Shlomo Kluger argues, no, very unreasonable. Hirur could be Kedibur, but Hirur cannot be Sipur. The essence of Sipur is telling a story to people that listen. So even if nobody is listening, shoyer es atzmoy, but it still has to be b'derach sipur. So Reb Shlomo Kluger argues, hirur cannot be considered sipur, cannot be defined as sipur, because nobody is a boichin kaloyes belev, and how would other people know what a person is maharar belivoy? So adkan loy omro ela hirur kidibur, but hirur cannot be sipur. And I say, Chaval, it's a pity that the Prima Godim, Shlomo Kluger, chose to have a machloikis which is entirely loyali b'dehilchus. Ki balavachi kaimelon deloyamrin on hiru kedibo. But I think the same shail as negeim mamish lamais. Because in Brochas Tes Vav, there's a machloikis in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yossi and Chachami. By all the mitzvahs shebedibo. Haim tzorach lashmi ala oznav odai bekach shemoitzi besfosov v'libi yoimali that by Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim a person is not yoitzi kishemoitzi besfosov ad shi yashmi ala oznav And this is mamash chiddush halacha l'maisa. Because in Sinas Amach and Elchus Kiyah Shemaah Kaim Alom B'Shulchan Aruch, Ein Tzorach Lahashmi Ala Oznav. But regarding Sabiyas Yis Messiah, if it's not Ra'ui Lehishama, nobody can hear, would not be defined as Sipa, and a person is not Yotzei the Mitzvah of Sabiyas Yis Messiah. And this is mamish nageyah halacha l'maisa. Why? B'yamei Kedem, B'yamei Chazal, the minig was that the Rosh Abayah said the Haggadah and all the others listened in. And they were Yotze B'Shmir. Kach Mavor B'Psuchim Kof Tezvav Omid Beis. Even in later generations, many Gedolim had this minig. The Gaon was the only one that said the Haggadah in his bayis at his home, and everybody was Yotze B'Shmir. But in our times, the minig, the kol beis yisrael, is that all members of the family, everybody sends the Haggadah. And it is very common that noshim, girls, women, machmas snius yisero, usually say the Haggadah, you know, silently. Im eino meshmi el ozno, v'lani yazdati, lo yotzi yadechavos. So there will be Yotze with the father's Haggadah, Tzorech Kavonah Shomea v'Kavonah Mashmia. As long as there isn't Kavonah Shomea v'Kavonah Mashmia, they're not Yotze with his Haggadah. Everybody is Yotze with his own Haggadah, Tzorech Lashmia L'Aznav. Otherwise, it cannot be defined as Sipur. Sipur has to be Ra'ui Lihisho. And if anybody wonders, could we be Mechadish HaYotze Men HaKlal? Well, I think so. The Bais Yosef learns in Hilchas Megillah that Megillah is an exception. And by Megillah, Tzorech Lashmi Elaznav, otherwise you're not Yotze. Why? Why would Megillah be an exception? The Bais Yosef says, Pesumenis. How could there be Pesumenis if nobody could hear? So I just asked the same question. How could it be considered Sipur if nobody could hear? And I think that's the third chilek. Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is no different than any other mitzvah shebedibur. Ubekol mitzvah shebedibur kaim alon tzorach lahoitzi v'svosa v'ein tzorach lashmi ala azlov. Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is an exception. Like Mikra Megillah is an exception, alibe de Bais Yosef. I think Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim alibe de Kuli Yal. Ein odom yoitzu v'yedecha v'osoi, ela imken, Mashmi ala aznav, and those are the three chalukim, the three nachkeminis between Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mechlala itmar, kolamar b'lasapa b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, harezu meshubach. Kach amru chazal. The first nachkemin I said between Sipur and Zechira is Sipur demands details. So it was always a pshitas to me, only by Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim we have the concept, the halach of kol amar b'lasapa harezu meshubach regarding schira, doesn't matter whether it's more or less, schira is schira. The mitzvah is to mention, to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we don't find by schira kol amar b'harezu meshubach. Regarding Sipur, Mistavash, Kol Amar Ba'aleza Meshubach, because that is the Mahus of Sipur, that's the essence of Sipur, the details. Everything is in the details, and therefore, B'Sipur, Kol Amar Ba'aleza Hareze Meshubach. The Brisker of it is up, that when you learn Hilchas of Pesach, you're Makayim Kol Amar, with Hilchas of Pesach, you're Makayim the Mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And to me, Lechoyretz, a groisa pella. If the Rambam writes mitzvah sasei shal toira l'sapa b'nissin v'nefrois, how could you be mekayim the mitzvah with Hilchos HaPesach? The Rambam makes it very clear what this mitzvah is. L'sapa b'nissin v'nefrois. It's kum tahayim arosh koilo b'leila seida. Tremendous Talmud Chochem. And his wife is the manhelet of the seminar. And two extremely intelligent people, very well learned. And they say to each other, you know, Poshet to mention, you know, the Hasidim, you know, and so they're going to tell the stories. You know, I'm going to go through the Haggadah with the Maral, and you're going to bring to the table the Pachad Yitzchok, and this is going to be a Seid as it should be. These are past for mention on our level, you know. The stories, we remember all the stories, all the kids know the stories. We're going to do the Haggadah with the Maral and the Pachad Yitzchok. And they had a tremendously daiven a seder. Bitul mitzvah a seder. Work makayim the mitzvah. It's great. It's magnificent. It's marvelous. But There weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of Sabiyat Tzias Mitzrayim. There's no way about it. The Rambam schreibt, mitzvah sasechel toyo nesapa b'nisav lois. And I think that the Baal HaGadol was thinking about that, Rosh HaKoyle, and his wife, when he said, afilu kulonu chachomen v'kulonu nevoinen v'kulonu yodim mitzvah toyo. No way. There's no way out. Mitzvah aleinu lesapa b'yat Tzias Mitzrayim. Nishtokan chochmes. You have to mitzvah lesapa, mitzvah sasechel lesapa b'nisav lois. That is the mitzvah. But the Brisker of Tainet and Tesef Ishtait, as the Gedoy Latino, when we're sitting, Koloisa Laleva Oiskin Behil Koisa Pesach. So I think Pshat is this. The mitzvah to say one could be Mekayim only with Nisim Vinifloys. You have to tell the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, Kishomru Chachomam Kolomah Belesapar Eze Meshubach, Melchis Pesach is Bechlal. It is Bechlal Kolomah Belesapar. In the Kol Amar Belesapar, a person is Mekayim with Hilchus of Pesach as well. And that is very mistaka. Anything that has to do with Pesach, with Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Bechal Kol Amar Belesapar. Behechreach Tzorach Loimaken, because we have 1,000 Haggadahs. And all these Haggadahs are from Gedolei Yisrael. And some of them are Pelpurim, in Drushim, in Parparos, Lechochme, Pardes, Pshat, Remes, Drush, Sod. Were all these gedolim wasting their time? I mean, the mitzvah is l'sapeh b'nisim v'neflois. It's totally inconceivable. We cannot accept that these gedolim were wasting their time. U'behechreach. You gotta say the Haggadah, and that is the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol amar b'l'sapeh includes everything. Drush, pilpul, kashas, teritzim, hilchas, pesach. Everything is b'chal kol amar b'l'sapeh. I want to share with you a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush, and I want you to guess who said this chiddush. Somebody says that when you learn Hilchos Megillah, Rabbi say, Hilchos Megillah, not when you read Megillah, says, so when you learn Hilchos Megillah, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Sfiras Maase Amalek. Why? Hilchos Megillah has to do with Megillah Esther. Megillah Esther is Haman. Haman is an enekel of Agag. Agag was Mezer Amalek. It's like Tchelis Doimel Yam, Yam Doimel Rekia, Rekia Doimel Kis Akovet. So somebody says that when you learn Hilchos Megillah, you're Mekayim the mitzvah of Sfiras Maase Amalek. Who could say such a thing, Rabbi Yisai? Can anybody guess? I don't know whether you know all the Gedolim and all the Dark Alim. It's a pass for the Kozhuk Levarov, the Eretz Tzvi. It's a strange Chidushim. Or maybe an Ingresh Adash. And who could say such a thing? The Ravid, and the Rash Mishans, Shnayim Rabbi Seinu Rishonim, Persha Ravid, Persha Rash Mishans, Torah Koyanim, the Sifron, Parshas Bechukaisai. You could look it up. The Ravid and the Rash Mishans say, "You learn Hilchas Megillah, you Mekayim the Mitzvah Sfiras Maase Amalek." Well, is that possible? There's a Machlokes Mogen Avraham and Mishnah Berurah in the Tov Reish Pei Hei whether you could be Yotzi the Mitzvah Sfiras Maase Amalek with a parsha, parshas b'shalach vayovay amolek. The Mogen Avraham says yes. You know, it's a parsha shebetoyra, the story of Amolek. The Mishnah Berurah disputes the shita of the Mogen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah says no. You're only yoitza with kiseitze. Why? Because in kiseitze we have the mitzvah to say timcha zeich amolek matachas hashemayim. So it seems to be very far-fetched that by Hilchos Megillah Yoytze the mitzvah Sfiras Maase Amalek, impossible. The Kavon of the Rav and the Rash Mishans is, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's still a tremendous chiddush. Kishem Shomer Chachomim Kol Amar Belasapa Beitzias Mitzrayim Areizem Mishubach Kol Amar Belahaski Maase Amalek Areizem Mishubach. And even Hilchos Megillah would be Bechlal Kol Amar Belahaski. So we have to differentiate between the basic mitzvah and Hareza Meshubach. And that is Pshat in Hilchos HaPesach. With Hilchos HaPesach, you're definitely not Yoitza, the mitzvah of Sipias Yis Mitzrayim. But it is included in Kol Amar Belahaski Meshubach. I want to share with you an interesting Pshat. B'derech drush, but it's aziz v'atel. You could use it at your seder. So there seems to be a stira. In our nusach state, Masa v'Rabbi Eliezer v'Rab Tarf v'Rabbi Shu ben Chanani v'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Rabbi Akiva v'Rabbi Yerosh v'Kol Yisrael v'Rabbi Bnei Brak v'Oisken b'Yetzias Mitzrayim. In Tosefta, the formulation, The garrison to serve the Israelites can be Hilchos HaPesach. So, what did they do? Was it Yetzias Mitzrayim or Hilchos HaPesach? One could argue two different stories. One year it was Hilchos HaPesach. Another time it was Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mishnestava, you know, all those Gedolim came together. I mean, probably didn't happen more than once. So I have an idea. They're sitting, telling the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Kunt Chatzais. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is looking at his watch every few minutes. And Rabbi Akiva asks him, why? You seem to be nervous. What's the problem? He says, Chilas HaPesach Ad Chatzais. That's the Shittah of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You know, in another 5 minutes, it's Bittul Torah. I'm in the middle of Shnayim Ochsen. You know, and I have what to do, so... Ad Chatzos, Rabbi Akiva says, "Mosapes Ad Chatzos, Ad Alois Shachar." Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, "Yes, I know that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva, but you know, don't try to impose your shita upon me." The shita is Ad Chatzos. So Chaval, you know, tremendous gedolim sitting together. What a kiddush of Shemayim, what rachamei Shemayim. Chaval shetespara da chavila. So somebody that was very smart suggested, you know what? Ad Chatzos, we'll tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Ikar Mitzvah. From Chatzos till Alois HaShachar, let's learn Hilchos HaPesach, you know. It's no different than Shnayim Ochsen. You know, it's Talmud Torah, it's Galerant. What's the difference? They'd say to Bekiva, so instead of learning Shnayim Ochsen, learn Hilchos HaPesach, and everybody's going to be happy. HaKol HaMakoyim HaYovah B'Sholim. Hilchos HaPesach is B'chal Kol HaMar B'Nasah Pa'arei Zeh Mishubach. So I think... Ad Chatzos, Hoyos can be Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the mitzvah. That's the Ikar HaMitzvah. From Chatzos, Ad Alois HaShachar, they probably went through Kol Hilchos Korban Pesach and Rambam. And that is what they did. Ad Shavuot Talmideim Ve'amru Rabbeinu Hegi Hazman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis. So the sugya we discussed today was Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. So let me just... an additional vort in Pnimius Uinyan. What is the difference between the two? Yetzias Mitzrayim has two goals. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to bring us to the two different destinations. One is Kabbalas Olam Malchus Shemayim. Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim Avodeihem Asher Hoitzeisi Oisom Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Kosef Rashi Almanas ken hoitzei sicha mi'eretz Mitzrayim shibtei kablu malchusi olech. That is the tachlis of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, kabulas or malchus shemayim. And I said many times, there's one pasuk that we say four times b'leil haseder, not once, not twice, not three times, four times. And I think it's the only pasuk that we quote four times b'leil haseder. So some of you probably heard this from me. Could anybody else guess which pasuk that is? Four times. Ba'avur zeh asu Hashem li b'tzeisi me'mitzrayim. When the Rosh says, Ma'avoy d'zeis lachem, we say, Lachem, li v'loy loy. Ba'avur zeh asu Hashem li b'tzeisi me'mitzrayim. Li v'loy loy. Ilu hoi Hashem lo hoi nega. She'en yudei alishu. He asks nothing. He isn't troubled by anything. Ba'avur zeh asu Hashem li. And the emphasis, the dogish is li, personally. What is so central about this pasuk? It must convey a very basic message in Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the pshat in the pasuk? Rabbeinu Sadi Gaon says that it's a mikro misuras. As if the pasuk says, ze ba'avur she'osu Hashem li. Not ba'avur ze, but ze ba'avur. We point to the matzah, we point to the moror, and we say, ze ba'avur she'osu Hashem li, but say shimim sa'im. That is why we eat matzah and moror. Rashi is the great pashtun. Rashi obviously didn't like this parash. Kosef Rashi Babu Zeh Osu Hashem Li B'Tzeisim HaMitzrayim K'day She'akayem Mitzvoisov. That is what Yetzias Mitzrayim is all about. Kabbalas HaMalchus Shemayim Dikduk B'Mitzvos Shmias HaMitzvos. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We did not leave Eretz Mitzrayim to be free people. A Yid is never a free person. We are Avodim. we were Perek Ulay Shel Paray to be Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. So when the Rosh comes along at the Seder night, and Yerushalmi, there's a more lengthy nusach of the Rosh's rage. The Rosh says, "Ma Torah hazeh shetem matrichim aleinu b'kol shona b'shona? Vos viltifim an leib matzeh mora shnei kezeisim demuchan avroam and then two kezeisim mora and koirach? Vos mitchetia? Ma Torah hazeh shetem matrichim aleinu b'kol shona b'shona?" And we say, "Is this a Torah? You don't like the matzah and the morah? Then this is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. With your approach, with your attitude, we would still be in Eretz Mitzrayim. This is what it's all about. Tiktuk b'mitzvahs and kabbalah somal hashemayim." And then comes along the Sheni Yedei Elishol. You know, we did a tremendous effort. Oikran es ha-shulchan, machalkim kaloyes ha-gayzim. We asked him to steal the afikayimim. He still has no questions, nothing. So we say, "Man tayakin, obviously you're not going to be a great philosopher, but, you know, you can't ask. But you could eat. Essen kenster. So es matzah, es morah, es kairach. That's more important than anything else. More important than the questions you could ask. You know, be makayim the mitzvahs. You could eat. So babi zeh also Hashem libitzei simim mitzrayim. Matzah, morah. Those is the ikar. Kedei shakayim mitzvoysov. Kabolas oil malchus shumayim. That is the essence of yitzias mitzrayim. Ki libena yisol avodim avodeheim asher huitzei si oiso miyeretz mitzrayim. But there's another aspect to yitzias mitzrayim. Halel v'hoidoya. The Ramban of Parshas Bo'i. The Ramban writes, Moed de Keverta. Whenever I quote this Ramban, and I quote him many, many times, I always have a shudder. Because of the Ramban, Tachlis hayetzira harishoino. That is the Tachlis of Bria. Ve'ein le'elyon chayfetz betachtoinem elo. That is tachlis of bria. Ein le'elyon chayfetz betachtoinim elo. Sheyeda ha'odom v'yoyda le'elokov shibroi. The recognition. And hoidoya. Halal v'hoidoya. Giving thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheyeda ha'odom v'yoyda le'elokov shibroi. Actually, somebody voiced this idea before the Ramban. And that's the Novi Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Gimel. Amzo, Yotzarti li, Tihilosi Yedaberu. Kosa Varadak, Amzo Yotzarti li, Kedei Shetihilosi Yedaberu. So the other objective in Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is Halel V'Hoidoy. Sheyeda ha'odom v'yodele eloiko v'shibaroi. Ve'libi yoimali. That is the difference between Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam doesn't bring in Sefer Mitzvahs, the mitzvah of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, and many Achrayim are astounded. Nobody is choylek on it. It's a posuk mefurish. Ramantis ki yoim tzeis v'yodele Mitzrayim. The Shaila Zariya argues that according to the Rambam, Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is an integral part of mitzvah's Kriya Shema. It's not a mitzvah bifnei atzmoi. It's part of Krishna. And to me that makes tremendous sense, because Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim has to do with Kabbalah Somal Kishamayim. That is the tachlis of Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim Beleila Seder is Halal V'Hoidoya. And that makes all the difference. Therefore, Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we don't have to speak about Nisim and Afrois. It's totally irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Those are his conditions. Almanas kenu yitzisichem yeretz Mitzrayim kedei shetekabla malchusi aleichem. And therefore, there's no need of kol hamar belesap. There's no need to mention Nisim and Afrois. It's all about Kabbalah Somal Hashemayim. And therefore, we are makayim the mitzvah of Sfira, the parasha gimel shel Kriya Shema. It's part of Krishna. Beleila Seder, we have to be makayim the mitzvah with all our emotion, with all our feeling. We have to give halal vaidoy, and therefore tzorach lasape benisim v'nefloys. Lahoidos lahalal lishabeach, and that is why halal is a part of Hagodesh of Pesach. That is the difference between Schira and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I once had another idea, and this is a moshel that you won't find by the Dubna Maggid. It's a Maron moshel. Don't look for it in the Dubna Maggid. Probably everyone here has a cell phone, right? When you have a cell phone, there's a feature which is a speed dial. So, only once, it's a kobaituk, you have to press 100 keys till you get it into the memory, into the system. But once it's there, you just punch one key, and it all comes up. As mepravato paseida leil pesach misedav tzizanam kol amar ba'aleza mishubach me'nisim v'nefois ha'tshubot talmideim v'omru rabbeseinu v'gi hazman klishm shalakas. Then, throughout the year, you just have to punch one key, and it all has to come up. It all has to come up in your neshum and your heart. So, if the Seder night will be as it should be, then throughout the year, it will be enough Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, without any lengthy discussions. And that is only if, once you make the effort, get it into your memory, get it into your system. So, La'an Gavayt Ve'en in hearts, and then throughout the year, it'll be enough Schiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim should be enough. Because there's this magnificent night, it's like a gewaltige lechtige Nacht, wie Leila Seder has to be with us throughout the year. And this night is a tremendous tool in the chinuch of our children, and this night has to lead to halal vahidoya and to kabonas ol malcha shomai. So chassidim zogen, that the Gedoyla Tinuam were sitting in that magnificent night at Shabbat Talmideim v'Amru Rabbeseinu Hagi Hazman Krishma Shel Shachas, and when Ktanei HaTalmidim, that they all felt time has come for Kabbalas Malcha Shemaim, they knew that we have achieved our goal, we made it. As morning came, Amru Talmideim Hagi Hazman Kriya Shema Shel Shachas. That is the essence, that is the tachlis, that is the tamtzis of Sipu Yetzias Mitzrayim. So I'm attending Mitachasidus Shemaisim. This is a story told of the Baditch of Tzadik, Rablevi Yitzchak. Rablevi Yitzchak Mebaditch of loved the simple Jew. Obviously he loved the Lamdonim as well. But every Yid was tired to the Baditcheva, because every Yid is tired to a Kodesh Boch. Every Yiddish and Hashem is precious, is a gem, is a diamond. And Rablevi Yitzchak loved the simpletons, the Poshetim. And before going home to his great Seder, Rablevi Yitzchak used to roam the city, roam the town, and he used to listen Ma'achorei Dalsei Seyem Shel Amei Ha'aretz to see how they make their story. So once he stood behind the door of a poshet yid, obviously a big amoritz, and that Jew was at the perek of Keneged Arba Avonim Divrei Torah, Echad Chochom, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Sheni Yedei Elishol, and the Baditcheva hears Ma'achorei Adeles that the Jew tells his children, Kindalach, I remember I was a little boy and the Malamed said, I don't remember what context he said it, but I remember our Rebbe said, Tzorach laharach be'echod. When you say echod, you have to be marach. So have a look at this perek in the Haggadah. We have four echods here, you know, in this perek. So let's be mekayim the mitzvah, Tzorach laharach be'echod. And all together they say, echod, chochom, echod, Tzorach laharach be'echod, no bazomintom. And the Baditcheva knows a cup of Lamora, and he says, Rabbi Nishalayim, Rabbi Yosanachos, and Atayar, Kendalach. Do you have such precious children anywhere in the world? Rabbi Yosan, Rabbi Tarf, and Rabbi Lozab, and Azariah, Rabbi Shua, and Hanania, Rabbi Kiva, and Yosef, and took them an entire night, at Shabbat Talmidei, and Vomru, Rabbi Sein, who gets one Christmas of Shachas, and this Poshet Eid. He barely started the Haggadah, and he's already Marach Be'echad. No, Rabbi Yosanachos, and Kendalach, and Zot, the Baditcheva, you know. That is the essence of the Seder. Tzorech leharech b'yechod, tzorech lekabel ol malchus shemayim. Avodeihem asher etzeisi yeretz oisi esem yeretz Mitzrayim kedei sheyakablu malchusi aleichem. So the Seder has to leave us better Jews than we were at the beginning of the night. And at the end of the Seder, when we say Chad Gadyo, we have to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to stay with us. What I say now is a vertel. It's not even a word. It's a vertel, but it's choshev a vertel. Think about it. We say to every father, think about tomorrow. B'leila Seder, we all look like malachim, like rabbis, like admoirim. Everybody looks like the Satmar Rebbe, B'leila Seder. Metitun dem Weise, Kittun, Zitztof, and Kautzof, and Hesebet, and everybody takes their time, and it's such a beautiful night, but Tata, you don't look the same. You're different. Something happened with you. You know, Balela Seder, you look like a malach. So just think about it. Your son might ask you, Mocho, Mazois, you know, what happened? Seder has to be with us the entire year. So it happens Bagleiten. This night of Kirvus Elokim has to be with us. This night will be Kidaboy Elam Haver, and throughout the year it'll be enough Skiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this night has to be a night of Kirvus Elokim, of the Beikus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kabbalas on Malchus HaShemayim. V'yerotzon Shiyachalkenu V'mohem. So it was a pleasure to be this weekend in Muncie, and to be Yosek Rabisul B'Hilchas HaChag, with such a choshev etzibur. Today I was in some koilim in Shtot Baruch Hashem. We should always be zeicha together, lahagel Torah v'la'adira, and we should be zeicha ki yameitzeischa me'eretz Mitzrayim harenu nifloiz v'biyaz kol tzedek v'bibinyan beis hamikdash v'meiru v'yomeinu v'meiru.